Before Jesus came, God's people had specially chosen leaders called priests. Their job was to offer sacrifices to God to pay for the people's sin. But there was a problem. People kept on sinning, so priests had to keep on sacrificing animals. We needed someone who could make us right with God once and for all. According to the writer of Hebrews, Jesus is that person. He is our great high priest. He makes it possible for us to approach God's throne ourselves. This letter was written to Jewish followers of Jesus who were thinking about going back to their old way of doing things. Hang on, the writer says. The new is so much greater than the old. It doesn't get any better than Jesus.
We have a great high priest. He has gone up into the heavens. He is Jesus, the Son of God. So let us hold firmly to what we say we believe. We have a high priest who can feel it when we are weak and hurting. We have a high priest who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. But he did not sin. So let us boldly approach the throne of grace. Then we will receive mercy. We will find grace to help us when we need it. Every high priest is chosen from among men. He is appointed to act for them in everything that has to do with God. He offers gifts and sacrifices for their sins. No one can take that honor for himself. He must be appointed by God. Even Christ did not take the glory of becoming a high priest for himself. God appointed him to be the high priest. He is the go-between for the new covenant. That covenant is better than the old one. It is based on better promises. A new day is coming, says the Lord. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. I will also make it with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their people of long ago. I will write my laws on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. They will all know me, from the least important of them to the most important. Everyone will know me. I will forgive their evil ways. I will not remember their sins anymore. God called that covenant new. So he has made the first one out of date. And what is out of date and getting older will soon disappear. The first covenant had rules for worship. It also had a sacred tent on earth. God showed his glory there. The priests entered it at regular times, but only the high priest went into the inner room. He went in only once a year. He never entered without taking blood with him. He offered the blood for himself. He also offered it for the sins the people had committed because they didn't know any better. Christ came to be the high priest of the good things that are already here. When he came, he went through the greater and more perfect holy tent. He did not enter by spilling the blood of goats and calves. He entered the most holy room by spilling his own blood. He did it once and for all time. He paid the price to set us free from sin forever. Brothers and sisters, we are not afraid to enter the most holy room. We enter boldly because of the blood of Jesus. So let us come near to God with an honest and true heart. Let us come near with a faith that is sure and strong. Our hearts have been sprinkled. Our minds have been cleansed from a sense of guilt. Our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold firmly to the hope we claim to have. The one who promised is faithful. Let us consider how we can stir up one another to love. Let us help one another to do good works. Let us not give up meeting together. Instead, let us cheer each other up with words of hope. Let us do it all the more as you see the day coming when Christ will return. Sometimes you were made fun of in front of others. You were treated badly. You suffered together with people in prison. When your property was taken from you, you accepted it with joy. You knew that God had given you better and more lasting things. So don't throw away your bold faith. It will bring you rich rewards. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. It is being certain of what we do not see. That is what the people of long ago were praised for. Abraham had faith. So God made it possible for him to become a father. Abraham was past the time when he could have children, but many children came from that one man. They were as many as the stars in the sky. No one could count them. Moses had faith, so he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be treated badly together with the people of God. Because of his faith, he left Egypt. It wasn't because he was afraid of the king's anger. He didn't let anything stop him. He saw the one who can't be seen. The people had faith, so they passed through the Red Sea. They went through it as if it were dry land. The people had faith, so the walls of Jericho fell down. It happened after they had marched around the city for 7 days. Rahab, the prostitute, had faith, so she welcomed the spies. That's why she wasn't killed with those who didn't obey God. What more can I say? I don't have time to talk about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah. I don't have time to tell about David, Samuel, and the prophets. Because of their faith, they took over kingdoms. They shut the mouths of lions. They put out great fires. Their weakness was turned to strength. Some were laughed at. Some were whipped. Still others were held by chains. They were put in prison. Some were killed with stones. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They were poor. They were attacked. They were treated badly. The world was not worthy of them. All of those people were praised because they had faith. But none of them received what God had promised. God had planned something better for us, so they would only be made perfect together with us. A huge cloud of witnesses is all around us, so let us throw off everything that stands in our way. Let us throw off any sin that holds on to us so tightly. Let us keep on running the race marked out for us. Let us keep looking to Jesus. He is the author of faith. He also makes it perfect. You struggle against sin, but you have not yet fought to the point of spilling your blood. Put up with hard times. God uses them to train you. No training seems pleasant at the time. In fact, it seems painful. But later on, it produces a harvest of godliness and peace. So lift your sagging arms. Strengthen your weak knees. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Remember those in prison as if you were in prison with them. And remember those who are treated badly as if you yourselves were suffering. Remember your leaders. They spoke God's word to you. Think about the results of their way of life. Copy their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Don't be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. Don't forget to do good. Don't forget to share with others. God is pleased with those kinds of offerings. Our Lord Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. The God who gives peace brought him back from the dead. He did it because of the blood of the eternal covenant. May God supply you with everything good. Then you can do what He wants. May He do in us what is pleasing to Him. We can do it only with the help of Jesus Christ. Give Him glory forever and ever. Amen.